Dear Heavenly Father, God, thank you. Thank you for this day. At this time, Father God, I ask that you fill me up, that you take away everything that is of me, and that everything that is transmitted may be exactly what your people need for this time. Demandez cet esprit pour prendre charge et que tout ça que nous avons pour dire, car ça que nous besoin pour aujourd'hui, pour moment ça. We bless you, Lord. We praise your name. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 All right. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Bon sabbat, l'église. Bon sabbat. As Lily said earlier, we're celebrating, we're coming to the end of Black Heritage Month or Black History Month. And today I want you to know that every time you do something, you are creating more and more of this heritage and this Black history. So, pendant que, pendant que moi ça a terminé et que pendant tout moi différents écoles différents côtés t'as célébré Black History, yo t'as célébré histoire des noirs, étage des noirs. M'vle que ou même ou connaît, especially our young people, I want you to know. M'vle que nous tout connaît que chaque fois nous fait un bagage, chaque fois que nous tout ça que nous achevons fait partie de histoire ça. Sometimes we look outside. Sometimes we look for other people. Sometimes we look for the big names. But there are people within our community that are creating history. Get if one nous apprécie, apprend non. Qui grand yo non renommé yo ça yo parler de yo en pile mais en nous songer que bon Dieu mettait dans nous pouvoir et l'être tout ça que nous ca fait les nous fait avec bon Dieu nous même tout nous fait partie de histoire ça nous gen moun parmi nous qui a accompli des bonnes choses so les n'a célébrer l'histoire faut nous célébrer une autre tout. Does that make sense? Are you guys with me? Oh, okay, okay. So, we're not gonna take too much time, but we're going to turn in the book of Nehemiah. So, nous pas prendre trop de temps matin, mais nous prenons un petit temps pour nous, découvrir ensemble une histoire que nous jouons dans Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapitre 4. C'est focus nous après-midi, hein? So this afternoon, we're gonna take some time to look at Nehemiah chapter 4. Nan kote nou jwenn nou matin nan Nehemiah chapitre 4, nou wè ke pep Israelit la yo menm yo te avan sa, yo te nan captivité babylonien. So they were taken up into captivity by Babylon. And had spent many years there in Babylon. And now where we find ourselves in Ezra and Nehemiah, we see that there are leaders among them who are trying to come back to Jerusalem, trying to rebuild the city and their lives there. So nous connaît peuple Israël là, yo té en captivité, yo té à Babylone, et nous arrivons à un moment dans l'histoire, yo, côté, il y a plusieurs leaders, il y a plusieurs monde qui prennent charge pour yo retourner en Jérusalem, pour yo reconstruire villa et reconstruire vie yo l'autre bord. Et à travers, quelques rois et quelques leaders, yo te prend charge ça. And so, Nehemiah is the third person to lead this charge. Nous voyons que Nehemiah c'est troisième monde qui prend décision pour lui aider peuple à retourner à Jérusalem, pour yo reconstruire villa, pour yo reconstruire vie à Jérusalem. There were other people before him who had rebuilt the temple, rebuilt other parts of the city, but Nehemiah was focused on rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. So tege lot moun avane mi ki te deside pou yo te pran chaj sa pou yo te rekonstruvi yo a Jerusalem. E moun sa yo ki te vini avan li, yo te rekonstruvi templan, yo te rekonstruvi diferent parti de villa. Mene mi li mem li te pran chaj pou te rekonstruvi a mu Jerusalem yo. So jodi a, padan ke nou pal li ansam, kelke verse nan Nehemi 4, nap wè, ki situasyon Nehemi avèk pèp la te afote, e ki jan te gen apil moun ki te kampe kontre yo, obstak yo te jwen, e ki jan yo te repon a obstak sa yo. So as we read Nehemiah 4 today, we're gonna see the different encounters that Nehemiah and the people have, oppositions and obstacles that come against them, and how they respond to those things. So, in the first couple chapters, they tell us that Nehemiah has organized the builders, and now in Nehemiah chapter 4, they are ready to start to build the wall. But as I said before, obstacles and oppositions come. So, nou wè ke nan chapit avan yo, Nehemi ale li jwen moun ki pou ede konstrui, yo gen plusieurs nom de moun ki pou ale ede konstrui, e yo rive nan chapit 4, e la yo wè ke gen obstak ki vini devan yo, gen problem ke yo oblije afronte. Premier problem ke yo jwen, son problem ki soti de moun ki pa fè parti de yo mèm. An li ansam, let's read together, nap li ansam nan Nehemi 4, verset 1 à 3. So let's read together Nehemiah 4, verses 1 to 3. Can you put the French on the board? I'm gonna read the English. Okay, great. Thank you. I'm gonna read the English and then we're gonna read the French together, okay? So, but it so happened when Sambala heard that they were rebuilding the wall that he was furious and very indignant and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, "What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they fortify themselves? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they complete it in a day? Will they revive the stones from the heaps of rubbish, stones that are burned?" Now Tobiah the Ammonite was beside him and said, "Whatever they build, if even a fox goes on it, he will break down their wall stone." So let's read it in French, verse 1. Verset 1, lorsque Sambala apprit que nous rebâtissions la muraille, il fut en colère et très irrité. Il se moqua des Juifs et dit devant ses frères et devant les soldats de Samarie, « À quoi travaillent ces Juifs impuissants? Les laissera-t-on faire? Sacrifieront-ils? Vont-ils achever? Redonneront-ils vie à des pierres ensevelies sous des monceaux de poussière et consumées par le feu?" Tobija l'Ammonite était à côté de lui et lui dit, "Qu'il bâtisse seulement. Si un renard s'élance, il renversera leur muraille de pierre." So we see that the first obstacle that Nehemiah and the people who are building come against comes from outside, comes from people who don't know them. It comes from Sambala. It comes from Tobiah, the Ammonite, and the army of Samaria. So nous voyons que premier obstacle que constructeur yo avec Nehemi joint vini de moun ki pa fè parti de yo. Se pa moun ka nan travay la avèk yo, se pa moun ki fè parti mèm de eritaj yo, paske la Bib di nou, se Sambala avèk l'armée de Samarie, c'est Tobiah qui c'est Ammonite. So yo pas fait partie de peuple juif là. Et qui Jean yo qui Jean obstacle ça paraît, il paraît en forme de découragement. Il paraît en forme de ridicule. Right? The Bible says in verse 1 that Sambala he was angry, he was furious that they were trying to build up, that they were trying to do this work. So what he decided to do was to mock them. So, dans verset 1, la Bible dit nous que Sambala, t'es vraiment fâché l'entendre que y'a pas bâti murayo, li t'es furieux et li décidé pour li, ridiculer yo, pour passer yo dans risible, pour dire qui ça a fait là. They can't do this thing, this work that they think they're gonna do. They can't really do it. I want to bring your attention to maybe a time when you were trying to do something, or maybe this time is now. When you're trying, when you have a vision, when you have a dream, when you have something that you want to accomplish, but people are standing in front of you with discouraging words, with ridicule. Maybe people are laughing at you or calling you all kinds of names. Maybe they're saying, like in the word that we read, what do you think you're doing? Do you really think you're gonna be building up these stones and make them come to life? Even if you do, it's gonna fall right back down. So, pensez à un moment côté où t'es gain, un plan devant, où t'es gain, un rêve devant, un bagay côté v'lait accompli. Peut-être c'est un bagay kounia dans la vie que vous voulez faire. Et, où est que, gain moun qui, autour de vous-même qui venait avec des mots de découragement, qui venait avec des, qui venait pour risou, qui venait pour dire qui ça va faire là, ça essayer faire, m'pas quoi va faire, et même si rive faire dans deux trois temps l'a tombé. That never happened to you before? Ça pas jamais rive avant? Que ou gon rêve vous mettez dans l'esprit ou que ou gon bagay wap accompli et moun vini devant pour dire ah ou pa ka fèl. M'pense ou a perdu du temps. Même si ou essaye fèl li, la tombe. Well, in front of this ridicule and this discouragement, we see that Nehemiah stood firm, and in verse 4 and 5, it tells us his response. So, dans verset 4 avec 5, nous voyons réponse Néhémie. Gens que insultent yo, gens que ridiculent yo, gens que mots de découragement yo, ça que t'es fait en face de ça. Li t'es allé directement à l'Éternel. Qui ça t'es fait? Are you guys with me? Nous avec moi? Qui ça Néhémie t'a fait en face de ridicule yo? He went straight to God. I need y'all to talk to me. I'm sorry. Okay. So, dans verset 4, nous voyons que Néhémie allait beaucoup de bon Dieu. Il dit, écoute, ô notre Dieu, comme nous sommes méprisés, fais retomber leur insulte sur leur tête. Et livre-les au pillage sur une terre où ils soient captifs. So we see that in the face of discouragement, in the face of ridicule, in the face of issues, in the face of being mocked, Nehemiah, he stood strong and decided to reach out to God. He said in verse 4, hear, O our God, for we are despised. Turn their reproach on their own heads and give them as plunder to a land of captivity. Do not cover their iniquity and do not let their sin be blotted out from before you. For they have provoked you. For they have provoked you to anger before the builders. So, premier ça pour nous faire, the first thing we ought to do when we are faced with discouragement and ridicule, when we're trying to accomplish a task, either in our own personal lives or within the church, or we're fighting against something in society, when people come against us, we need to reach out to God. Amen? Nous devons aller à bon Dieu. So that's exactly what they did. But of course, the issues, the discouragement, the obstacles didn't stop there. So Nehemi, avec toute foi li nan bon Dieu, li allé à bon Dieu, li parlé à bon Dieu. Parce que li t'a affronté problème sa yo. Mais problème yo pas fini là. The issues didn't stop. Because in verse 7 and 8, it tells us that now Sembala and Tobiah, they're not alone. Kunyayo di nou que Sembala avec Tobiah qui t'a moqué Nehemi, kunyayo pa pou kont yo, yo gen lot moun avec yo. It says in verse 7, na verset 7, now it happened when Sembala, Tobiah, the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were being restored and the gaps were beginning to be closed, that they became angry. And all of them conspired together to come and attack Jerusalem and create confusion. Now I want you to see that the work didn't stop. Nehemiah prayed to God. He was facing mockery. He was facing ridicule, but the work didn't stop. He continued to work. And in verse 7, it said that the gaps were closing. The walls were still being restored. So, je voulais pouvoir que, après, même là, tu as moqué Nehemi avec, moun qui t'a construit, mur, nous voyons que, dans verset 7 là, il dit que, yo te continué à restaurer mur, à construire mur. Mais kounya, let's go back to verse 7, mais kounya nous voyons que Sembala avec Tobiah yo pas pour kont yo. Parce que yo gen les Arabes, les Ammonites, les Asdodiens, yo tout, yo irrité, furent très irrité en apprenant que la réparation des murs avançait et que les brèches commençaient à se fermer. So they were still very upset that the work was continuing and that the repairs of the walls were still moving forward. And so, dans verset 8, yo fait complot. Yo décidé ensemble que yo pal attaquer Jérusalem et yo pal faire dommage, yo pal créer confusion. So they decided now not just to speak obstacles or to ridicule or to mock or to just speak the discouraging words, but now they started to plan the ways to threaten the people and to create confusion and to attack Jerusalem. Again, we see that these issues are still coming from people outside of the ranks of the Jews. Nous voyons que problème ça aussi la vini sorti de moun qui pas fait partie de peuple juif là. Et là où voyons que travail a continué, là où voyons que même face à ridicule, moun yo a continué bâtir mur yo, yo continué fâché et yo décidé yo poil attaquer Jérusalem. But once again, mais de nouveau, nous voyons que Nehemi lui répond à travers la prière. Lui décidé pour continuer à aller bon côté, bon Dieu. So, encore une fois, qui ça nous est? Nous voyons que Nehemi lui relé qui est? Thank you. Lirele bon Dieu. So we see one more time that Nehemiah decides to call on Jesus again. And in verse 9 it says, nevertheless, we made our prayer to our God, and because of them, we set a watch against them day and night. So de nouveau, nous voyons que Néhémie décidé, li prend tout le monde et puis il prie à l'Éternel. So whenever situations come before you, les situations viennent devant, yo semblé aller de mal en pire, yo semblé yo pas avancer. Songez que ou ka rele bon Dieu, ou ka prier, et bon Dieu a répondre à prière. Amen. All right, y'all still very quiet. Bon Dieu a répondre prière. I know I believe it. I hope that you believe it too. That no matter what happens, that you can go to God in prayer. Maybe somebody sees that you're doing a good work and they saw that you weren't discouraged by their words. They saw that the mocking and the ridicule didn't stop you from going, taking a class that was very hard, or maybe trying something challenging, something new that was challenging, or maybe starting something completely new that people hadn't seen before. But now at this point, they see that you're still moving forward, so now they might start to spread lies about you, or they might try to stain your reputation, or they might try to put you in situations that will cause you to be confused or to cause you to really fall down. Remember to go to God first in prayer. Songez à aller joindre bon Dieu d'abord dans la prière. Mais nous voyons encore une fois que travail n'a pas campé. Travail n'a pas campé. Not only did the work not stop, not only did they continue to build regardless of the situation, regardless of mockery now turning into threats, they decided to set a watch. So, pastor, yo pas seulement prié, mais yo décidé pour camper garde jour et nuit pour défendre contre n'importe monde qui vient attaquer yo. So not only did they pray, but they decided to move into action, because we know that with God on our side, with God walking with us, there's nothing that is impossible to us. Amen. And I want all of us to remember that if God has spoken into you and has given you a task to do, if God has decided to give you an idea, He's gonna give you a way to make that come to fruition. Nous connaissons si bon Dieu mettait dans cœur au travail pour faire, si bon Dieu ba on idée, si bon Dieu et si ou toujours à chercher bon Dieu en premier, bon Dieu a toujours ba ou a solution en genre pour accomplir task que li mettait dans main là. So don't ever fret and remember that God is walking with you. So ridicule first was the first way of being discouraged, and now the threats of being attacked and being creating this confusion came. But now in verse 10 it says, then Judah said, the strength of the laborers is falling, and there is so much rubbish that we are not able to build the wall. And the adversary said, they will neither know nor see anything till we come into their midst and kill them and cause the work to cease. So nous songez, we remember that before the discouraging words, the mockery, the confrontation, the obstacles were coming from outside. We remember that the threats, the complaints, the attacks were coming from outside. But now in verse 10, we see that the complaints and the discouragement is coming from within the ranks, the people who are supposed to be in the work with you. So nous songeons dans commencement chapitre là que découragement yo, que ridicule yo, de attaque que Némi avec constructeur yo tap jwenn, tap afote, t'es sorti de moun qui t'es pas fait partie de yo-même, de moun qui pas juif, de moun qui t'es au dehors de groupe yo a. Right? So j'ai yo te nommé Sambala, Tobaya, les Arabes, les Ammonites, yo te nommé tout moun sa yo. Mais koudia nan verset 10, nous voyons que c'est nan Juda même que complainte yo, que bon de découragement yo te sorti. And sometimes that happens to us. Sometimes it's the people we may choose to go to who have a word of discouragement. Who are like, I really don't see how you're gonna do that. Nobody's ever done it before, so I really don't see why you think you're gonna be able to do it. Or maybe just like they said in this chapter, oh, our strength is waning. We're not as strong anymore. This work was too much. I don't think we're gonna finish it. I don't think you're gonna be able to actually build up the wall and accomplish this task. So get des fois nous voyons que complaint yo mot de découragement yo sorti de monde que nous pas monde qui en mitant nous frère nous sœur nous monde qui connaît nous qui dit ah ou fatigué pas quoi plan ça te gagne pas quoi pas accompli pas quoi privé comme ou pas assez. Get trop problème, get trop situation. There's too much coming against us. But remember again, like I said before, that with God before us, there's nothing that could take us over. When we walk with God, we are strong. Nous connaît que si nous gagne bon Dieu, bon côté nous, nous fort et pas gagne rien qui ca atteindre nous. So the other thing that I kind of want us to realize is that in these words that the people from inside said, there was some truth to it. So na mo sa yo ke moun ki an dan Juda tab di yo gen verite la dan. Parce que y a construit mur fos yo manke vre. Yo pa yo kapab gen tout sa ke yo te bezwen. Fardo a te tro lou, travail a te difficile. That may be true. And we know for ourselves, maybe we don't have all the knowledge in the world. Maybe we don't have all the means in the world. But our Father owns everything that is in the world. Nou kapab gen tout moyen. Li ka vre ke nou faible. Que nous paguions toute connaissance, que nous paguions tout pouvoir, mais papa nous qui dans le ciel là, lui-même, lui, gagne tout bagage que nous besoin. Lui gagne tout pouvoir, lui gagne toute connaissance. So, si nous campons avec lui, nous kebemel et nous marchons avec lui, même si situation nous semblait faible, situation nous semblait nous pas arriver, nous connaît que avec bon Dieu, nous atteignons la victoire. So the complaints again continue to come. And this is where we find our scripture reading today, where even though the complaints are coming from outside, from inside, even though our situation is truly doesn't look good, even though we don't have all the means, even though we don't have all the power in the world, even though we don't have all the knowledge, Nehemiah wanted the people to remember these words found in Nehemiah 14. And it says, "And I looked and arose and said to the nobles, to the leaders, to the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, great and awesome, and fight for your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses." So we're at verse 14. So, même si situation semblait mal, même si semblait que nous pas gain espoir, même s'il semblait que nous pas gain force, même si travail là vraiment difficile devant nous, c'est pas mensonge, mais Néhémie te vle yo songe parole sa yo. So Néhémie dit, je regardais et m'étant levé, je dis aux grands, aux magistrats et au reste du peuple, ne les craignez pas. Souvenez-vous du Seigneur, grand et redoutable, et combattez pour vos frères, pour vos fils et vos filles, pour vos femmes et pour vos maisons. So, in these words, we see two things that Nehemiah wants them to remember. Nehemiah wants them to remember who sent them. Gen deux bagay ke Nehemi vle yo soje. Le orive nan situation sa, kote dekourajman yo pa fini, kote attack yo pa fini, kote yo weke force yo ap, yo pa gen force anko, kote situation vin vraiment difficile, Nehemi vle yo soje deux bagay. Li di, ne craignez pas, souvenez-vous du Seigneur grand et redoutable. So Nehemiah wanted them to remember this first thing, to not be afraid, and to remember the Lord great and awesome. So nan moman sa, Matéam vle ou soje, ke nèpot sa ko afote, nèpot situation ki devan, soje ke bon Dieu avec ou. So pa bezwen ekyete ou. Ou pas besoin craindre parce que bon Dieu li grand, li redoutable. The Lord mighty in battle, the Lord strong is before you, so you do not need to be afraid. Amen? That remember that the Lord is fighting for you. All you need to do is to be silent. Songe que l'Éternel a combat pour vous. Tout ça que vous devez faire, ce ça vous devez faire, c'est rester en silence. Et garder victoire que bon Dieu a baou. Amen. C'est premier bagay que Nehemi vle yo songe. Songe qui est-ce qui voye yo. Songe qui est-ce qui créé yo. Songe qui est-ce qui mette yo nan position koto ye akounya. Si c'est pas pour lui, ba yo ta pi mal. Ok? Si c'est pas pour bon Dieu, nous pas konn ki kote nou ta piye. Mais grâce à Dieu, nous côté nous yekounia et nous connaît que bon Dieu pas commencé pour pas finir avec nous. La continue marcher avec nous jusqu'à ce que nous joignent à la victoire et jusqu'à ce que nous accomplis tâche que lui mettait devant nous. Amen. So first thing, do not be afraid. Remember the Lord is your God. He is great and mighty. The second thing he says, remember your purpose. Remember who you're fighting for. Gen pil nan nou, rêve ki devan nou, tâche ki devan nou, bagay ke bon Dieu vle accomplir avec nous, c'est pas seulement pour nous-mêmes, mais c'est pour toute lignée nous, toute famille nous. Many of us, the work that God wants to accomplish in us, the task that he has for us, is not just for us, it's not just for our own glory or our own benefit, but it's for our whole lineage. It's for us to leave a heritage behind us. We're not fighting just for ourselves, but as Nehemiah said, we are fighting for our brothers, our sons, our daughters, our wives, and our households. Nous avons bataille pour kainu, pour faminu. We're fighting for our homes, our family members. Because God did not just put us here to accumulate or to get ahead, but God put us here to build a legacy and to win for the people that are coming after us. Amen? Them building the wall wasn't just for them. Nehemiah and the builders working on the wall wasn't just for them, but it was for the generations of other people that were to come after them. So l'ennemi avec constructeur yo même yo tap travail sous muraille là, c'est pas seulement pour yo même, mais yo tap bataille pour famille yo et pour des générations qui tap vini après yo. Amen. I don't have kids. I don't have kids. Bagetimun. I'm not a mom. Not yet. But I know how much my family means to me. Bagetimun mem konen ki jan famim che a mwen mem. Et que n'importe ça qui n'a moins pour qu'a fait pour famille bien, pour famille en sécurité, pour famille qui a tout ça au besoin, m'a fait. Is not true? C'est pas vrai? Papa avec maman qui n'a salle là, c'est pas vrai? Tout ça qui n'a ou gain n'a ou a bail pour petit tout qu'a levé puis au passé côté ou même ou t'es qu'a levé? Right? So this is what c'est ça Némi a fait au songe que travail que yo gè pour yo faire même si yo gè situation même si situation paraît mal même si devant yo wè que gen peuple qui prêt pour attaquer yo même si yo wè gen moun qui a ridiculé yo qui a moqué yo nous wè que yo a travail pour bien-être petit yo pour bien-être famille yo. Amen. M'vle ko songe parole à Jésus que nous joignons dans Matthieu qui dit cherchez premièrement le royaume des cieux et sa justice et toute l'autre bagaille l'a ajouté à vous-même. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all other things will be added unto you. So nous connaissons si nous premièrement songer qui est-ce qui voyait nous si nous premièrement songer que c'est bon Dieu qui n'a servi nous connaît que pas gain bataille qui est possible à nous-mêmes et si nous songer que bon Dieu voulait pas seulement pour sauver nous-mêmes mais pour tout, sauver toute famille nous pas gain pour nous rester dans découragement mais nous gain pour nous dire bon Dieu mettez force dans moi pour que même leur absorbe tout ou qu'a sauvé petite moi ou qu'a sauvé madame moi mari moi toute caille moi et toute génération qui gère pour venir après ça. Amen. I want to end today with a short story. When I was thinking about the fact that it's Black History Month, it made me really think about, like I said in the beginning, the names that we always hear, right? We always hear about Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and Rosa Parks. We always hear about those people. And they did a lot. So I don't want to take away their achievement. But as I said before, we among us have people who are ready to make history. Okay? L'emte a passé de moi ça et que c'est moi réservé à l'histoire des Noirs. M'te a passé à tout nom que nous connaissons. Martin Luther King, de Malcolm X, de tout nom que yo kon cité de plusieurs pionniers qui te travaillent pour que nous-mêmes nous kagèr droit pour nous, vivre ici. Mais j'aime te dire dans le commencement sermon, bon Dieu voulait faire de nous un témoignage. Il voulait faire histoire, il voulait faire qu'il a parlé de nous-mêmes tout. God wants to build a legacy and a history with us. So don't forget that. Toujours songez ça. Que bon Dieu voulait construire un héritage avec vous-mêmes. Même gens non ça yo en pile moun ka konnen yo mais bon Dieu veut que c'est ou même qui ka aider l'autre moun qui a venir après ou tout. So as I was searching through other people who had done other things, I tried to look for names that I didn't know. And so I came across the name Ann Cole Lowe. So pendant que m'tap cherché pour me apprendre l'autre monde qui t'a fait des grandes choses dans l'histoire, chercher pour des noms que m'pas connais. Parce que nous connais nous toutes, nous gain pouvoir avec bon Dieu bon côté nous capable accomplir n'importe ça que lui mettait dans l'esprit nous pour accomplir. So m'rivé me joindre non ça Ann Cole Lowe Et l'histoire dit nous que lui-même l'était grandi à Alabama. So Aunt Colo grew up in Alabama. She was the great granddaughter of an enslaved woman in Alabama. So yo dit nous que grand-grand-mère li était esclave dans Alabama. Mais lui-même, l'était à l'école. She went to school in Alabama. But history tells us that she dropped out of school at around the age 14. So, dis-nous que l'y quitter l'école, l'y suspend à l'école, l'elle vient gué 14 ans. But they continue to tell us that Lo was really interested in fashion, in sewing, in designing, because her mother and her grandmother both had been seamstresses, and they had a dressmaking business. So they made beautiful, beautiful dresses. So même là, yo dis nous que l'été quitté l'école à l'âge 14 ans, yo dis nous que l'été intéressé à fait belle rade, parce que maman li avec grand-mère li t'es couturière, yo t'es fait des belles robes. Et yo dit nous que en pile nan famille, nan gouvernement Alabama, nan temps ça et nan haute société nan l'essa, t'es kon toujours aller bon côté yo pour yo t'es fait robe pour yo. But then they said, the story tells us that Lo's mother ended up dying when Lo was only 16 years old. Yo dis nous que maman Anne te vin mourir l'elle te gè seulement 16 ans. So nata sa, au lieu que li juste a abandonné, ou bien au lieu que le passé que well moi fait non ka côté même ka continuer l'école, même maman vient mourir, yo dit nous que elle t'a décidé pour prendre business famille. So instead of her being discouraged because you know she wasn't able to continue school and now she had lost her mom, even through the issues and the sadness, she determined in her heart that she was going to continue to move forward, and so she took over the family business. Then they told us in 1917 that Lo and her son then decided to move to New York City. So she continued to make dresses, but then they decided they're going to move to New York City, and she was going to go to school. She decided to enroll at the ST Taylor Design School. So yo di nou que Anne Lo li prend business famille, li continue à faire belle robe, mais en 1917, li même avec petit garçon, li a décidé aller sortir Alabama, monter New York, côté li décidé aller l'école. So li al non l'école côté yo montré au qui Jean pour continuer faire des belles robes. Que le te connaît déjà. Mais l'école là, it was a segregated school. So l'école côté noir, moun noir avec moun blanc, pas nan même classe ensemble. So peut-être ça, Anne te non classe pou kont li. Chaque classe si parle la dani li pou kont li. So they tell us she enrolls in the school, but because it's segregation time, and white and black kids were not in the same classes, even though she was in this school, she was required to go to classes all by herself. But just like all the other situations, the discouragement, the issues that came before, segregation did not stop her. She continued to go to school, and they actually tell us that she did far better than all the other people that she was in the school with. Soyo di nou ke li kontinye al l'ekol, li al nan klas pou kont li, men poutet, men, ou lye ke l kite sa bal problem, li travay du, el te travay pi bien pase an pil lot elev ki te nan l'ekol la. Yo di nou ke travay ke l te fe nan l'ekol la, te bal an pil, yo te vin rekonèt li pou travay sa ke l te fe padan ke l te l'ekol la. So she gained a lot of recognition. She gained a lot of people started talking to her about her, and so she decided to continue to open different. When she left, she decided to open a boutique. She opened a boutique. She worked at many different stores. She worked at Neiman Marcus. She worked at Saks Fifth Avenue. She had, like I said, her own salon, but sometimes when she would make the dresses, people tried to not give her credit for the beautiful dresses she would make. But she continued to work. She continued to have her boutique, her salon. So même le, li te continue travail, et des fois moun pa vle bal crédit, yo pa vle di que c'est lui même qui te fè wòb yo, li te kontinye travay. E nou wè ke li vini, jwen ke Jackie Bouvier vin mandel pou fè rad maryaj li avèk rad pou for her bridesmaids. Now, Jackie Bouvier was about to become Jackie Kennedy. So not only did Anne continue and persevere, but she was able to create the wedding dress, the wedding gown, and the bridesmaids' dresses for Jackie Kennedy. They tell us that she continued to work, and 10 days before the wedding, 10 days before the wedding, her salon was flooded and she lost many of the dresses. She had to go through a lot of issues. Yo di nou ke li komanse fè wòb yo pou maryaj Jackie Kennedy ki tap al vini Madame John F. Kennedy. And 10 jou avan maryaj la, yo di nou ke boutik li a, kom si gon tuyo ki kase, e pi dlo anvayi an dan, e li pedi yo pil nan wòb yo ke yo te fè. Mais ça pas fait que l'était capé. This didn't stop her. She went and hired other seamstresses. Li allé, li joine l'autre monde, vini coller avec lui pour yo refaire un pile de rad qui était détruit. Then her story tells us that on the day of the wedding, she gets to the house with all of the dresses and they tell her, "Oh, you can't go through the front door. The entrance is in the back for the help." So, yo fè tout radio et jou mariage la vin rive. Elle est rive nan kaila avec tout wob yo, yo dil, ou pa ka passe devant, parce que moun ki ap ede nou, moun kap travay pou nou, se pa derrière yo passe. Her story tells us that she said, "I made those dresses, and if you want the dresses, then I need to be able to walk through the front door." So, li di moun yo, se mwen te kreye radio, e si nou bezwe radio, ma pa oblije pase nan pot devan. And so they let her come through the front door. They tell us that she made dresses for actresses, for debutantes, that she made dresses for Paris Fashion Week, that she continued and continued to fight, even though every step of the way she was affronted with discouragement, with challenges, with difficult situations. So her name is not a name we know very well. Non, c'est pas un nom que nous connaissons en pile. Mais, même j'ai avec lui-même, nous connaissons que nous pas besoin faire back. Lè nou gen problèm devan nou. Nou pa bezwe chita, lè nou gen problèm devan nou. When we have difficulties and situation in front of us, we don't need to step back. We don't need to sit down. But like Ann Cole did, we need to continue to walk. We need to continue to work, and we need to continue to do what the Lord has put in our hands to do, because he will continue to give us victory over victory. So même j'ai avec histoire ça, et même j'ai avec Néhémie, avec peuple israélite là, même là nous avons affronté différentes difficultés, même là nous avons des situations qui devant nous qui semblent noires, même là nous dit nous nous pas qu'à faire li. Même le monde dit que nous pas jamais ça fait avant, nous qu'a dit yo que papa nous pas gagne rien qui est possible à lui même, et si nous mettez fait travail que bon Dieu mettez nan mais nous pour nous faire l'app aider nous pour accomplir des bagages qui au-delà de tout ça que l'autre monde qu'a ouais avant. We know that nothing is impossible to God. Nothing is impossible to our God. And if we continue to walk with him, we will accomplish amazing things. But more than anything else, our goal is to be saved in heaven. So plus que tout l'autre bagaille, but nous c'est pour nous sauver. So l'en a travaillé ici à sous terre, en songe que bon Dieu nous a dit que la vie cherche nous. Et que la ba nous victoire sous tout ça qui mal sous terre. So remember, God by your side, there is nothing impossible to you. And in face of ridicule, in face of difficult situation, remember that your God is strong and mighty. And remember that he has a work for you to do to establish your family in high places. May God bless you and have a happy, happy Sabbath.